It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage, growers. Every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers across the country are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt is a company that has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairie, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out made in the USA swing-away augers and other products specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers, making those at a plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster, every time, and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. Come see Brandt next week at the Farm Progress Show at Lot 101, or see their carts at work in the field during the field demonstrations at the Farm Progress Show. Want to be number one? Then get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. Iowa farmer and former State Farm Bureau President Craig Lang told reporters yesterday there'll be plenty of time later to discuss immigration. Now is not the time. The topic of the day, as Lang addressed reporters, was the man who had worked on the Lang farm not far out of Brooklyn, Iowa, for the past few years. That employee, who Lang said he knew under a different name, stands charged with abducting and killing 20-year-old college student Molly Tibbetts. Lang said the man, in the country illegally, presented a false identification when he came to work there to milk cows. The Langs have said they've received death threats, have gotten some 100 calls, including threats that their farm buildings could be burned because that guy had worked for them. Some of you may have wondered, by the way, if Iowa has a death penalty. 31 states do. Iowa doesn't. From This Week in Agribusiness, while U.S. corn farmers want to see greater steps taken in Washington to expand ethanol usage, the central government in China says it sure will promote the use of ethanol in vehicles. It's the first public statement on the nation's ambitious biofuel policy in almost a year. 60 years ago today, hits heard on the radio included Tequila by the Champs, Catch a Falling Star by Perry Como, All I Have to Do is Dream by the Everly Brothers. And that's how they signed on to serve the community in Maquoketa, Iowa, from the tower of KMAQ Radio 60 years ago today. Happy birthday to station owner Dennis Boy, veteran broadcaster Leighton Hepker, and all the folks at KMAQ AM and FM, Maquoketa, Iowa. Hey, looking over the schedule for next week's Farm Progress Show, we see part of it includes a ride for yours truly with a NASCAR driver who, between his races at Bristol last weekend and Darlington on Labor Day weekend, will join me for an hour in giving farmers a lift around the showgrounds at the sprawling Farm Progress Show next week. It'll be Wednesday afternoon. That's all they told me. But I do want to know how fast that thing will go, that utility vehicle. Maybe I should be the driver for safety's sake. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Brandt Grain Carts. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.